8th January, 1946. Mr. Sidney Stark, publisher. Stevens & Stark Limited, 21 St. James Place, London, SW1, England. Dear Sidney, Susan Scott is a wonder. That's the first section from the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, a novel by Mary Ann Schaefer. I'm Kathy Campbell, and this is Recently Read. When it comes to books, I am a fan of most any genre. I read quickly and often, and so when a friend I trust recommends a book to me, I get excited. When it's a book that is being made into a Netflix movie with such an intriguing name, I buy it right away. Normally, I prefer to enjoy a movie before I read the book, so I'm not disappointed in what is missing from the film, but the title of this one was so charming, I immediately started reading. This is the story of Juliet, a London writer in 1946. During the war, she wrote a lighthearted column for a newspaper, and the publisher has decided to take these stories and publish them into a compilation. World War II has ended, and she is on tour to promote the book. While on tour, she receives a letter written by a gentleman who lives on the island of Guernsey, who thanks her for the book that was previously owned by her, and requests additional books and information about the author. As Juliet begins corresponding with this gentleman and several other residents of the island, she begins to get the seed of an idea for her next book. Now, the island of Guernsey, for those of you who may not be up on your geography and World War II history, is an island in the English Channel near Normandy, France. During the war, it was occupied by German troops. These years of occupation were hard on everyone that lived there, regardless of their loyalty, with a lack of food and other supplies that caused many poor interactions between the two groups on the small island. The lack of food is, in fact, the reason that the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society came into existence. Now, I won't spoil the story for its naming, but know that it is just as charming as you can imagine. In fact, charming is the main description I constantly use to describe this book. Its structure is in the form of letters and telegrams to and from the residents of Guernsey, Juliet, and a variety of other characters from London. Through these letters, Juliet and the reader learn more about the occupation from the people that lived it, and it touches on a piece of history I had no knowledge about. It's handled very delicately and in a way that is not overwhelming to anyone that might have a hard time reading about the concentration camps and other horrors from the war. Anyone that wants an easy read that is lighthearted but still manages to touch on deep emotional issues of events from World War II will enjoy this book. I especially recommend it to anyone that enjoys reading a book before seeing a movie adaptation. I'm very excited for the movie to come out, and I hope it is just as charming as this book was.